Diabetes mellitus, DM, is characterized by continuous high density of glucose in the blood. Some people believe that DM is a disease in which sugar is found in the urine, but actually, that is one of the symptoms of a high blood glucose level. Cells exposed to hyperglycemia have a poor function of glucose intake, and glucose, which cannot be taken in by the cells, adversely affects the kidneys that produce urine. Carbohydrates, which we take in from meals, are broken down into glucose in the small intestine and absorbed into the bloodstream. Protein and fat, which are digested and broken down, cause a rise in blood sugar. A hormone called insulin helps cells take in glucose from the blood to be used for energy in daily life. When insulin is not secreted by the pancreas or cannot act on cell membranes, cells have difficulty in taking in glucose and get little energy from the glucose metabolism. Therefore, the blood sugar level remains high. Hyperglycemia, which engenders high viscosity in the blood, may cause arteriosclerosis and bloodstream disorders. Retinopathy, nephropathy, and neuropathy are three major complications of diabetes. When these complications are aggravated, patients may suffer from loss of eyesight, renal failure that requires dialysis, and gangrene that can lead to amputation of lower limbs. The patients who do not show positive effects of diet therapy and exercise therapy for several months should start medications. Anti-diabetic drugs include hypoglycemic drugs and insulin preparations. No matter what kind of medication the patients start, diet therapy and exercise therapy are required. In diet therapy, doctors decide the amount of meals relevant to the build and weight of the diabetics and their daily physical activity level. There are not any foods which the patients must not eat, but they have to be careful about what they eat. It is important to include a variety of foods and watch portion sizes. They should have nutritionally well-balanced meals based on their weight and daily caloric requirements. They need to have healthy eating habits and manage their blood glucose. In exercise therapy, exercise intensity and duration suitable for diabetic patients are considered, and appropriate exercises are prescribed. When they continue to do exercises and stimulate muscular cells, more glucose transporter type 4, GLUT4, is expressed to the surface of muscle membranes to transport glucose, and muscles produce energy using glucose. Exercise is effective in lowering the blood glucose level, and exercise therapy enhances responsiveness of the muscles and the liver to insulin and promotes intake of glucose in the body.